Well, you talk about volatility, Doug. We're seeing that in the crypto space. The fallout from FTX is not easing. How much more contagion can we expect in coming days and coming weeks? Let's get to Marcelo Sampaio, his CEO and co-founder of Hashtags Street Cred. Marcelo, good to have you with us. More pain for the crypto space? I mean, Genesis, the latest to warn about a potential bankruptcy.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. So yeah, it's been a tough market lately. Been seeing like a lot of volatility and not so great news, you know, like and for the industry, like when we see stories like FTX. But yeah, that's a reality. But ultimately, we all expect that to be a good thing long term, let's say. Bad actors leaving the market is always good, but also painful. But yeah.
This space still feels in many ways like the Wild West, so to speak, and I'm talking about jurisdiction. We know FTX based in the Bahamas, and now there is a dispute, and I don't even want to overcharacterize it as being a dispute, but a little bit of tension between Bahamian regulators in the U.S., how this gets resolved. We know the situation with Binance is as complex because I don't know that the company is licensed in a singular jurisdiction. I think it's spread out over many different jurisdictions. When it comes to the volatility, Marcelo, that we have seen in markets, are we up against a regulatory regime that we don't even understand at this moment? Governments are going to lean in and apply a level of regulation that we can't even imagine at this point.
Well, yeah, you know, like crypto is this global asset class by nature. So honestly, it allows this geography arbitrage, let's call it that way. And yes, you have like a number of jurisdictions that are somewhat more loose and others, you know, like more restrictive, and some others actually like taking, you know, like the lead in actually trying to regulate and to propose like good rules that will develop this market. But ultimately, you know, like US is the largest capital markets in the planet. We have to assume that once we have like clear rules in US, that will at some extent, you know, like let's say inspire or invite, you know, like other jurisdictions to somewhat follow that. And we have been missing that in US. So hopefully FTX will at some extent like push or bring this opportunity for regulators there, you know, like to be more assertive in this case, like because we have been really lacking that.
The irony of it all, right, Marcelo, investors urging governments to tighten regulations. The thing is, global regulators don't even agree.
Yeah, that's true. It is not about really restriction because crypto, you know, like it's really a technological breakthrough, a progress, right? It's a health and invention. It's really more, you know, like trying to understand that and to create the basic rules for that to develop and really for us as a society to understand how it will, you know, like contribute, you know, like for humanity, let's say like this. But ultimately, you know, right now, the fact that there is nothing really or nothing solid out there is allowing a number of crazy, you know, like behaviors coming from a number of players, but they have been really doing whatever they want. And I think FTX and Terra Luna, Celsius, those are many of the stories of the bad stories in the industry. Ultimately, technology keeps doing, you know, like following its journey. It's I mean, crypto, you know, like keeps, you know, like you know, like improving as a technology and so on. And like honestly, you know, like.
Well, there's the blockchain technology underneath it, and I don't know that anyone is as critical of blockchain as a technology per se. I think it's what exists on top of that and the extent to which investors, whether they're retail or institutional, are exposed. Would you be supportive of a global standard, something coming, let's say, as an example, from the Bank for International Settlements? Would you be comfortable with that, or do you like the idea that you can get away with maybe not to be too critical, but there are the potential for, as you put it, global arbitrage? Do you want to make sure that there is that possibility, or would you favor kind of a global standard?
I don't think that's possible, to be honest. I think we're going to see like a number of frameworks. Generally, there is this confusion around blockchain and crypto, but it's important to understand that crypto is the very definition of blockchain. Like one cannot live without the other. What I say, you know, like when what we think here at Hashtags when we think about regulations is to begin with the foundations and really to at some extent to like bring all the proxies, all the stuff that we learned, you know, like in traditional financial markets, and have, you know, like the base or a foundation for crypto, so the market can develop. We don't need a lot. We just need clarity for things like securities, for things like what is how to treat, you know, like the exchanges, you know, like because ultimately, one of the effects that is happening in exchanges is really they are more, they have been seeing themselves, I guess, like banks, but just they are not banks. Like they don't have like any of the regulation that actually protects investors around that. So really what we see here is that we don't need much, but we need the regulators to step in, like to give some clarity. And from there, you know, like work with the market to actually create the rules that will protect investors and will put the technology in a great place to actually solve real problems to a number of people.
Fact of the matter is financial markets are built on trust. Right now, when it comes to the crypto space, there's been a loss of trust, loss of confidence. How do you build that trust from here?
You know, this is not very different than Enron. You know, like when we think back in the day, you know, like electricity kept, you know, like illuminating houses, you know, like and despite like Enron, a big company, a utilities company, imploded, right? So the trust is not really, you know, like related to crypto itself in this point. It's really around the bad actors working with crypto. And this is the one, those are the ones that actually should be regulated. Trust will be built actually, I think, in both ways. Like one, at this point, like short term, if we can have like clear rules, you know, like for us to protect investors, you know, like for players like those, like and the other part is really, you know, like that technology will solve the problems. Like crypto is a technology based on trust. You know, like the nature of crypto is literally, you know, like programming trust, right? And this is one of the things that solves. So hopefully, you know, like we're gonna have like enough, you know, like or the least, you know, like we can expect now in order to have to see the technology pretty much replacing or for us to program those regulations into the technology.
We'll see where we go from here.
And honestly, that's what it does.
Trust. It's got to be about trust and confidence. Marcello, thank you so much for being with us. Marcello Sampaio, who is the CEO, co-founder of Hashdex Street Cred, talking crypto from Rio.